Hi, and welcome to Mousechat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Sharpie, Chris, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, Lisa?
You've got the hey man.
Hey man, what's happening?
What's up, Steve?
What's going on?
Chris
Sharps.
How you doing?
Yeah. Chris Sharps is
doing?
He's joining us
How
from his
doing?
iPhone. iPhone Skype. We're trying something new because we're having a little technical issue.
I didn't even know you could do that. So that's pretty awesome, Chris Sharps.
Well, it'd be even better if I didn't sound like I were drowning in 20,000 leagues under the sea.
I could maybe iPhone.
You sound manly.
I wonder if I could iPhone Skype from Australia.
I bet you could.
And could.
Wouldn't that cost you a lot of money, though?
No, not if I go to like a McDonald's or a Starbucks. You just get on
Wi-Fi.
Not if
you're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and then he'll drink coffee and he'll be all like hyped up on coffee.
Yeah. And 16 hours ahead. and caffeined up. Should be a good show.
We'll have Steve talking like a mile a minute.
Poor
Only
guy.
If he talks with an Australian accent, though. Hello! Wait, that's not Australian.
No.
Never mind.
I don't even know what that was.
That's a nice representation of the Cockney accent.
That's all I can do. It was really difficult when I was studying Russian. Because I could only do the fake British accent. Never mind. Let's
yeah, but
not
give
discuss
us a
that.
Good day.
Sounded like a British traveler visiting Russia.
Yeah.
Poor Chris.
That's very sad.
All right. On today's show, we're going to talk about some new promotions that are out there from Disney. We're going to jump into a little bit of news. And then we've got our topic. And our topic tonight is going to be winter. What not to wear.
Disney edition.
Dun, dun, dun. So, Lauren, what do we have out there? Came out today.
So, Disney surprised us all today and put out... And put out two new offers. They put out a 30%... Well, it's actually two offers within one and then another offer. So, it's a savings of up to 30% on rooms, so room-only discount. For Disney World, and if you book between today, December 29th, and February 16th, it's good for stays March 2nd to June 15th, most nights, and that's going to be up to 30%. And then they also have, for February 17th to March 28th, up to 25% on select rooms, March 2nd to June 15th. There are your normal rooms that are not included, which are... Three-bedroom villas, Art of Animation, Little Mermaid, and French Quarter doesn't say it's excluded, but we have yet to see it pop up. So either it's not loaded yet or it's not part of the discount.
Yeah.
And with that promo, you're also getting a – if you buy a four-day ticket, you get a fifth day free.
So the key, I think, on that first promo that you said is – so it's the same dates, I think, if I remember right, if you book the dates are the travel dates are the same.
No,
Are they slightly different?
Yeah.
So if you book now versus if you book later. So the travel dates are slightly different if you book the...
Travel dates are slightly different, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then there's a second offer, which basically seems to be very similar.
I've never seen this before.
Me neither. They're calling it a kid-size package offer. And that one is book today through February 16th, which is a short booking window too. For dates February 22nd to June 15th, which is a long window. And it doesn't really tell you what the discount is. Everything I priced today seems to show that it's the exact same promotion as the room discount. So I don't really know what the kid size package is. It's not clear at all on the website. It just kind of says you're getting a discount.
Yeah. So it was the, is there an example like, and it's like priced out for a family of three.
On their website. Yeah. It's priced out for a family of three, which is an odd number.
Yeah.
Like most of the time you price out for a family of four.
And then it was like $8.99 at like All-Star?
$8.89 ticket. Yeah.
And they give you, and it's a three night package, but only a 2-day park ticket.
And it's during the week, no weekends.
Yeah, and it's basically
yeah,
your
week. Thursday.
Yeah,
it's interesting to me. It's very interesting because they're very specific in who can have that offer.
It's very confusing.
Yeah,
very interesting demographic.
Right,
and when you look at what the travel window is, it says April 12th to May 28th, but when you call, you can book it for February 22nd and on.
Hmm.
So it's the whole thing is very weird.
Yeah, it's well, they used to price these packages for a family of four, and they used to be like dining and tickets, and here's a value or a moderate, and they would try to make the prices like under $1,000 as these like teaser rates. And I think the prices have gone up so much now that they're pricing it out
to do a value.
Yeah, so now they're like doing the value, and they're getting they don't have the dining in the price, and they only have 2 days of tickets instead of three, and they price it for three adults instead of four, and then they get this like under $900 teaser rate. But it's just so if you have a family of four, you got to add that in. If you want an extra day of tickets, so you have a ticket every day, you got to add that in, and you're at the cheapest value on your weekdays. So.
Hey, Lauren, tell me the details again. I want to pull up a quote and find out what the full price would be. So it's three nights.
So it's three nights,
yep.
2 day ticket.
Yep. Base ticket.
And it's at All Star Music.
Okay.
And it's a family of three. It doesn't say if it's two adults with a 10-year-old or two adults with a 6-year-old.
Hmm. standard rate on this, I'm double checking. I've got three nights, two adults, one child. I'm at All Star Music. And then the 2 day ticket, $974. So there's a savings there.
Oh, there's definitely a savings.
So it's like,
it's weird.
A little less than $100.
It's weird.
It's weird. The whole thing is just a weird layout. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it seems to come out when you price it against the room discount,
mm-hmm.
it seems to come out the same.
I wonder what audience they're targeting with this. It's
well,
very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting. It's
well,
different.
It's so specific.
Well, I think they don't have any issues selling their deluxe and moderates, and maybe we're seeing the end of all the really awesome discounting that's been going on for the past, and now they're like, okay, we got to get some people over at All-Star Sports or whatever. And so what are the nights that are empty? And let's put something together. And they're really.
You think maybe they lost like a large spring group booking, maybe?
I don't know.
And this is like an effort just to fill a value resort? I mean.
No, because they've got it for so many dates.
Yeah, it's
true.
And it's
good for the moderates and the deluxes, too. Doesn't matter how many people you have. Two people, it doesn't matter. The amount of people in the room doesn't matter.
It's a weird deal.
It is a weird deal.
So I guess they're probably pricing it out for three to keep the price looking low.
Yes.
When you see the teaser rate.
That's what it is.
Because
that kind of gets people in. And I think they're just trying a lot of different marketing and a lot of different seeing what'll work. They're throwing spaghetti up against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they've been doing since, 2008 at least.
Right. You're absolutely right. And especially since they started cutting back on the free dining in the last couple of years. You know, 1 year they had free dining out for these dates, you know, what was January through March. That was great. But now it seems like they're just playing with a lot of different things. I mean, the good news is I know some of the agents ran, you know, the quotes for their clients and everything, and they didn't come out that great, but others did. I saved a lady a lot of money today.
Yeah, it depended on the booking. Some were great and some were.
Hers was fantastic. So we're really happy with that. But I think it really depends. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the stay, play, and dine offer that came out that is expiring soon. Tonight. I didn't want to say tonight.
Yeah.
Because not knowing when the podcast will be posted. But we saved a client like $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that also included a room upgrade. So it was.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a deluxe resort booking. So it's one of those things where when sometimes new offers come out and you're like, that's nothing great. But other times, it's pretty substantial.
Well, here's something I just am reading on another website. It says, please note this is not a normal package discount like free dining, kids play, stay play free. There doesn't appear to be anything included for free specifically, just a discount on the entire package.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, a lot of times they won't even tell you. Like, they really won't tell you what you're saving on, like the last offer that was out. They can't tell you really how much you're saving on each component.
But you are getting a discount on each component, and you know that. Like, this is not telling you anything.
Right.
It's kind of weird. It's different. Who cares as long as you're saving something, right?
Yeah. Well, of course it's good to save something.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, a little OCD about it. I want to know where the savings are coming from. But that's me.
Yeah.
There's a deal of comfort that comes with transparency.
Yes.
Wow, that's deep. You should write that down. You should embroider that on a pillow.
That should be a Hallmark card.
It should.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Brought to you by Sharpie.
More news?
Well, so if anyone wants to book a 2015 Disney vacation, they can contact Sharpie, Chris Sharps.
Or me.
Chris Wood or Lauren. or any of the Pixies over at Pixie Vacation. PixieVacations.com, and we can run you a quote for a family of three or four or two or whatever you actually have.
23.
Yeah, and get you the exact numbers for anything.
If Disney. Any member of the Duggar family is listening, we are available for quotes.
That's funny.
Yeah, or if you want to go to Disneyland 60th anniversary or a Disney cruise.
We'll be there.
Disneyland is booking up fast.
Yeah,
Good luck getting availability in July.
Or Adventures by Disney. We can help you with all of those. And we also have a lot of Pixies that are full service travel agents. So if you decide to go on a Royal Caribbean cruise or a all-inclusive vacation, we do those also.
Why are you whispering?
Because it's really a Disney
podcast. She doesn't want Disney to hear him.
We do mostly Disney, but we know that sometimes someone's like, yeah, I might take a Royal Caribbean cruise, or I want to do something else. We can book those all. Yeah. No. Today I said man once today, so Chris Wood is.
You didn't. It's because
Chris Wood
single time when he's talking to the ladies like me, Lisa, and Lauren, he's all like nice,
sweet,
and mellow.
Yeah.
And then a guy comes out and he's like, man.
Yeah.
Hey man.
I switch it up.
Yo.
He does. Chris, you are absolutely right, because
wait,
even in person,
with this hat on sideways, does that mean anything?
Yeah, when I talk to Chris Sharps, I turn it sideways, and then you just can't see it because we haven't started a video podcast yet.
Yeah, it's very annoying because he keeps switching the hat.
Hey, man. No, he did that. Okay, so I will tell you a funny story. Lisa and I and Steve were all sitting. Lisa had gone to the opening of the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and Steve and I waited. And then she was very sweet. She snuck us out some snacks. And Steve was like, I need a spoon. And so I went and got a spoon, and then he was whining about something else. Then one of our friends came by who is sort of a macho guy. And as soon as the guy comes by and sits down, Steve goes, I'm whining. Hey, man, how's it going?
Mm-hmm. The story would actually be better if your internet wasn't constantly cutting in.
Oh, is it cutting out?
Yes, but it was okay.
Okay, let's jump into some news. Chris, you've got some food news.
Okay, so a lot of you like Flame Tree Barbecue over in Animal Kingdom.
Yum.
And you're going to have to wait a little while to get your Flame Tree Barbecue fix. It's going to be closed starting the 5th of January through the end of March. So they expect it to open in April. And they're going to continue construction on some of the outer walkways throughout the next 6 months or so. So that area is going to be worked on. And I'm sure Sharpie knows a little bit more about what's going on over there as far as construction goes. But you can still get all of the things that they serve at different places. You get your turkey leg over at in Dinoland. You get the pulled pork also in Dinoland. And the chicken and ribs will be... there's a kiosk in Discovery Island, so you can still get the same foods, just not at that location.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. And I love sitting outside. I wonder if they're going to redo the outside seating or just kind of clean
they
up?
They are. Huh? But I don't like, and that's why I asked Sharpie, because I don't have a good visual on that.
I believe they're going to be doing terraces overlooking the water. And if you think ahead to what's going to be across that water here in just a few months, they're doing that as they're redoing it as a priority seating area for like dessert parties and viewing area for the new water show that's coming to Animal Kingdom.
That'll be really nice.
Cause that's like a prime spot.
Oh, absolutely. So, especially with, Expedition Everest in the background. Yeah. That's going to be an amazing view.
You know, they'll project on, I bet they project stuff on Expedition Everest. Just like they do on the Fun Wheel, on the Mickey Fun Wheel.
Mickey's Fun Wheel.
I bet they do. That's going to be an awesome spot. Perfect.
All right. Steve, you're up.
So I know everyone's going to be sad. Another closing. This is a big one. Epcot.
I'm devastated by this.
I know. And by the time this podcast comes out, it'll already be closed. So
you can't even get a last chance.
No, and nobody will even notice it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So January 1st, the IBM Think by IBM booth at Interventions is closing.
All right, Sharpie, what's new at the front gate?
So this is an interesting dovetail to Steve's story of Walt Disney World losing IBM as a sponsor at Epcot, because this story has directly to do with Apple. I have always thought that Disney would have a better partner in Apple than in IBM, especially considering all of the iPads that are now on property and all of the iPhones that are now on property as part of the Magic Band system. But the story specifically is with Apple Pay and the contactless payment systems that are going into place with the technology that is now in place because of Magic Bands. So touchless pay, anywhere in the parks, this rolled out just through the Christmas holiday. So now we'll have, you'll be able to touch to pay with any Apple device that has the technology built into it, with stationary payment terminals. So you'll be able to do that with the portable terminals that the cast members have in their hands. Like I said, with iPhones and also with iPads. So this is really kind of expanding the whole reach of Disney's RF technology and the near field communication technology that is part of the new generation of products, iPhone, iPad, all of those. So it's kind of exciting to see how this is going to work. But there's still a lot of skeptics out there with Apple Pay. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. I mean, Apple's relationship with Disney goes all the way back to Steve Jobs stepping in to kind of rescue Pixar. So interesting continuation of a relationship that's going to really set a lot of standards. Because when you think of the number of transactions that happen all over Disney property, this now makes it completely the ability to accept payment anywhere with one of the near field communication devices. If you think of all the kiosks that are around World Showcase for Food and Wine, for Flower and Garden, all of these will be able to do this type of payment completely wirelessly. So the little touch pads that Disney had been using as part of their payment system will now be replaced by an iDevice of some sort with Apple Pay and the contactless payment system. So it's going to be interesting to see this roll out across property with all of the different types of payments that Disney now accepts.
Yeah. I've always wanted to see Apple like become a major sponsor at Disney of one of these pavilions and do something super cool, like the Imagination Pavilion or something.
I really do think that Apple will have a store at Downtown Disney.
Oh, they should do that too.
Yeah, whenever you think of the number, it'll be a completely different type of store than what an Apple fan is used to experiencing at an Apple store. But when you think of all of the international visitors that come, especially looking for that type of American brand product experience that Apple has become, I really think that this partnership's only going to get bigger. I would love to see him sponsor something huge at Epcot.
It'd be cool.
All righty. Lauren, Are you ready?
Never. Oh. Always.
Come on, let's go over to Adventureland.
Okay. So Island Supply in the Magic Kingdom is going to become a Sunglass Hut this coming January. Actually, on January 8th, that transformation will happen and Sunglass Hut will open up. They're going to be selling the high-end sunglasses such as Oakley and stuff like that. They're also going to have a store in downtown Disney on the west side, I believe.
This isn't good because Steve loves expensive sunglasses.
See, but I don't like the whole concept of bringing in Starbucks and now Sunglass Hut. And
I was okay with Starbucks, but I don't want it to be like my now. I don't want Disney World to be like my local mall.
Do you know what though? That's what they have at Disneyland. They have a Sunglasses Hut and a Sephora and things like that.
Yeah. But they're at Downtown Disney. They're not in the Magic Kingdom.
But whenever you think back to the days of Walt Disney, he was all about corporate sponsorship.
Yeah.
And Disney has gotten away from that. And now that in this consumeristic world that we live in today, compared to the 1950s, 1960s, it's taken on a completely different form because these companies want their product name everywhere. Where back then they were just happy with a sponsored buy. They weren't really selling their products in the park. Except for when you think of the Wurlitzer organ that used to be on the main street at Disneyland, which was pretty interesting. But yeah, it's kind of a return to what was, I think.
Interesting.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it when they brought in McDonald's and they had the McDonald's stuff. Mm-mm. But then people...
Takes away the innocence.
Yeah, and then all of that went to the wayside because they didn't make enough money, I guess. And people didn't like it. So
I think seeing the name brands like McDonald's and Starbucks and Sunglass Hut, it grounds you from, when you're flying around in your fantasy world, it takes you back to reality. And I'd rather see a bunch of no-name places I love my Starbucks, don't get me wrong, but... I'd rather see the no-name places and the theming. Make it just a jungle Sunglass Hut and, sell the whatever. But
are they going to have Mickey sunglasses in there? Because I happen to like my Mickey Mouse sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be pretty cool. Going down the line of Coach and – or not Coach, but heaven forbid, not Coach. Dooney and Burke and Vera Bradley and Pandora –
Alex
what?
And Anna.
Yeah, I got rid of Sayana and Elsa. you know those Anna and
let
Elsa.
It go, let it go.
Popular, you know? Ooh.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. But yeah, all of those kind of higher end brand names are glad partners with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how many of you guys...
But they don't have their own stores. They're kind of tucked in other stores, so it's not so in your face. Like, if you could have put those Sunglass Hut merchandise in a section in the Emporium, I'd be okay with that. But giving it its own store and calling it the Sunglass Hut, I don't like that.
Yeah,
that's very mallish.
The Sunglass Hut is like every cruise port that you go to. When you get off and you get on, there's a Sunglass Hut selling expensive sunglasses. Or every discount outlet mall has a Sunglass Hut. So,
and the markup on sunglasses is just...
Oh, they're like $100 to $300 sunglasses at Sunglass Hut.
Yep.
Which I can see at like a downtown Disney location, but when I'm in the park... But then that island merchantile thing or whatever it is, I mean, I've never, ever bought anything there. The problem is
no one was.
No, no one ever bought...
I never went in there either.
No, it fits the theme, like a lot of those stores, and you're like, this is cool, but... I'm never going to buy anything here. So Disney takes the space and they give it to somebody else and they make all the money.
It is a business.
And so often you saw a lot of that surf branded material, surf branded merchandise at the Disney outlet. So
yep.
This wasn't a healthy relationship for Disney if they were having to outlet these high dollar items. So one more thing that you can buy with Apple Pay and Google Wallet, swipe to purchase. Just hold your phone right there. Hold your phone right close and buy a $500 pair of sunglasses
there
in the
go.
Parks, nonetheless.
Nice.
We were at, just speaking of quick last minute impulse buys, we were at Dollywood. It was freezing. It was so cold. And there were a lot of people that were underdressed. And there was one guy, we went into this, they had a lot of Army, Navy, military stuff. And he's got this, it was pretty cool, leather jacket, Army. And he bought it because he was cold, and he dropped like $180 on it. I'm like, oh, that hurts. Anyway,
yeah,
people drop the money.
Painful.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay in Adventureland, and I want to know how many of you guys are tired of the lines over at Aloha Isle. Yeah. Go ahead, raise your hands.
God.
I can see them.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Well, you walk by, and there you have like two windows, and the line is always forever. So you're like, yeah, I'm not going to get a Dole Whip.
No, there's such a popular treat, and the lines are ridiculously long. You can wait, I don't know, 30 minutes to get a stinking Dole Whip. Well, fear not.
And the line doesn't move.
No, it's so slow. But Disney's gotten smart, and what they're going to do is over at the Sunshine Tree Terrace, where they currently serve the citrus swirls, they're going to start serving the Dole Whips. So you can get your pineapple Dole Whip over at Sunshine Tree Terrace, and that'll be good. I think that's going to become very popular. That location's been popular. There's always a line there, usually when we go there. So this will make it a little busier and maybe take away some of the traffic from Aloha Isle.
So now you have two options. Yeah, and that where the little juice bird is, sunshine bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little orange birdie.
Orange
yeah,
bird.
Yeah, he's behind the flying carpets.
Yeah, close to the tiki room. Tiki room.
As long as they don't mess with my citrus swirl, I'm okay.
I know. Well, now you're going to have to wait for the citrus swirl because you're going to have all the Dole Whip people infringing.
Oh, that's true.
That is a good idea. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be like, damn
what
Dole Whip
people.
What they
should do is do the citrus swirl where the other one was and just swap them out.
I agree there.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Because then citrus swirl now is going to have a wait.
Yep.
The citrus swirl is so great. It's like the best thing in the park, but I never don't get an ice cream headache from it.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
I don't care for the citrus swirl. I don't like the acidity of the orange.
Ooh. And then the sweetness, they fight together. And it's like this wonderful experience of sweet, sour, sweet, sour. It's wonderful.
Mm.
And, you know, cold. I've actually walked around the park with Chris while she's drinking that. And hers actually does say that.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It is. Sorry. That's my favorite snack.
You guys do get one every time we go. You and Steve.
Oh, they're good. Well, there's no line. Well, there was no line.
Yeah.
And they have the cute little orange bird sitting up there on the counter.
Yeah, that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, it gives you that little retro feel, like when you were there, you just delivered your papers when you were like 12 on your bike, and you went over to
Magic Kingdom,
and you got the orange bird little drink cup, and you got your
citrus
swirl.
I do remember those little sippy cups.
Yeah, and they had like the orange bird head. Those were awesome.
You can still buy those.
I know.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
You should get one and walk through the park and drink it.
Yeah.
Go sippy sippy. Just,
yeah. Exactly. So I'm excited about the new Dole Whip location. Woo!
Do we ever get... I haven't had a Dole Whip in forever. They're chalky tasting.
And I like them. Well, I get them at Disneyland because you can get them... it's a little easier at the Tiki Room to sneak around the back of the line and
because they serve on both sides.
Yeah, they serve on both sides.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you're in line for the Tiki Room, you can go on that side.
Yeah, so they have a window if you're in the waiting area for the Tiki Room on that side.
What?
So you, at Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh.
So you, there's two.
I missed that part of the conversation. I'm
yes.
Like, what? Wait. What?
There's a sneak in Disney, so you can avoid the line and get the shorter line. Yeah. And they have the other Dole Whip, which I guess they probably have at Disney World too, where it's more of a Sunday type thing.
It's
got
float,
like,
Steve.
Yeah, it's a float.
Yeah.
I like that too. Mm. Okay. I have one more news story I forgot to tell you about.
You got to wipe the drool off your chin.
So I signed up for my Photo Plus experience. What is it?
Memory Maker.
Memory Maker.
Right.
Whatever the thing is. So we signed up for Memory Maker, and we didn't use a lot of it.
When did you use it?
When we were there the last time. We were
earmark
just there.
Conference?
At the earmark conference.
Yeah. You didn't even take any pictures.
I know. So it was like, so it sent me an email. Hey, your pictures are about to expire. Download them now. So I finally went on the internet. So we have a handful of pitchers, Chris, because it knows you through either face recognition or your magic band.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be your magic band, because if they know you through face recognition, they need to sell that to the FBI.
No, well, they
but
must.
You know what? That's what I they use on Disney Cruise Line.
I think they know it through because all the seven dwarf rides we took.
Yes.
And no matter where we were sitting in the car, it has our picture.
Well, that has and video too.
And it has the video. Yeah, and we have a video, which is a cute idea. But it's kind of lame. So
it'd be cute if it was your kid's first ride, like for Sophie and Thomas to have the video.
So the video, right. And I'll put the video. I have them. I'll put
Don't
it on.
Don't put it up there if I'm on there.
Here's the video. So the video has the little Seven Dwarfs logo, and then it shows, you know, the characters in the ride, and it has the music, and then it just shows random footage of it zooming around with not you in it, and then in the parts where the lights are on you when you're going through the ride, because we rode it at night. Where the light is on you in those two sections, that's where it videos and photographs you.
Great.
So when you're coming down the first hill, and then there's another part where it videos you, and it plays that part in slow motion. But at night, it's very hard to see you, and we were in the very, very last car.
That's with me and that strange guy we ended up meeting.
Yes, and we have a photo of that, too. It took a picture of you in that car with him.
Okay, great.
And then
he was fun because he rocked with us.
Yes.
He was fun, yes.
So it knew, and then it took then we have our Buzz Lightyear photos. I think it has those because there I tapped my magic band as I walked out. So
those
it's,
were bad.
Yeah, those are awesome. So I'll have to send
what?
You those. Those are awesome. So I think it might have another ride photo here or there. And then Donna is linked to our account. So we have a bunch of photos. I have a bunch of photos for you, Donna, from like October, November, and December. There's a ton of it's like a ton of photos.
Well, she can get to them.
Oh,
it's
I guess
because
she can.
She's linked to our
account. Yeah, because she's linked to our account. We should put all the mouse chatters on our account. We could all have photos.
Mouse chatter.
So,
no,
because
yes. You're never getting that again, because you only got that because you got it for free, right?
I know. It's like $200. That's
too much money.
Steve, do you know how much money it is?
No,
it's
how much is it?
$159.
It's a better.
What,
that's
$199 if you buy it after.
Yeah.
Well, so I was a dollar off.
Woo! Well, we don't
we
buy it
a dollar.
After. We buy it before.
Yeah.
To me, you know what? I'm terrible because my clients will ask about it, and I get asked about it all the time, and I'm always like, don't spend your money on that. Take your own pictures. And they're like, oh, but I want to. It's special. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. So.
Well, it's kind of neat
how you dedicate the time to use it.
Yes.
I really do think it's a value.
Do you like to scrapbook? Because those are the only people I know who I think really love it.
Well, I mean, now that they include the ride photos with it, I think because you used to spend $25 on a single ride photo. So, I mean, whenever you think about the value that you get in that way, for a family that's visiting for the first time, I think that's a great alternative to spending $200 on individual souvenirs versus buying this one product that's going to kind of give you endless souvenirs.
Is, you know what? I don't want to see myself on the ride photo. There's a picture of me and Lisa in a ride photo, and Lisa looks like really relaxed, and I look like I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I have that picture. Thank you.
I hate that picture.
Thank you, memory maker. Lisa, I have that. I have that $199 photo, Chris.
I hate that because I look like this crazy gnome.
You
like,
do.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, you do. I have it in high res. I downloaded the high res version. Yeah, we could make like a wall size photo of that.
Thank you.
But yeah, so anyway, so that's my news story. So yeah, Memory Maker. It's taking photos of you making memories.
Nice.
Okay.
That makes me not want to wear my magic band.
No, you take your you put your magic band in someone else's bag.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Why are all of your ideas creepy?
I don't know.
All right, let's get on to the main topic, shall we?
Oh, we have one of
those? I forgot about that. I was about to close the show.
That was the news.
This whole thing was about Snuggies and me seeing Snuggies in the park a couple weeks ago and feeling bad for people.
All right, so winter, what not to wear?
Disney edition.
Dum dum dum.
Dun, dun.
So why don't you kick us off, Chris?
Okay. So I was in the park a couple of weeks ago, and I am always cold. And anyone who knows me will tell you that I will bring a sweater, you know, during the summer. So I'm totally prepared for cold weather. But I think a lot of people that I talk to, they don't think to bring winter coats. And that was pretty evident a couple of weeks ago when it got down, you know, at around 5 o'clock, the sun goes down. It starts to get really, really bitter cold. And it's that damp Florida cold, which I think is worse than, you know, other places. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination. But anyway, people were cold. And instead of wearing coats, they were all walking around in blankets. So you could always tell the northerners who sort of – go ahead.
Well, they either were cold or they just came from California Grill.
That could be. Yes. I remember that. Yes. No, seriously. So like walking around in blankets because their travel agent said, make sure you bring a coat. And they were like, what does she know? She's from, you know, Georgia or North Carolina or whatever. But seriously. So I thought about this while I was down there, and I thought we should talk about what to bring when it's cold out. Even though that's kind of obvious now that I say it out loud.
It's not.
Lauren's right. Tell them, Lauren. Not. Stick up for me.
It's not obvious because so many people ask this time of year, how do I dress? What do I bring? I don't know how to pack.
Yes. Yeah. I always say people will
a
always
a little
say,
bit of everything.
Yes. We're layers.
Yep.
Yep.
Bring layers.
We bought beach towels once to wrap up with.
See, you were those people. Because in West Virginia, don't you wear a coat in the winter?
Oh, you yeah, definitely.
But then you go down to Florida and you think, oh, it's going to be really warm. No.
Well, see, now here's the thing. We always have to dress to go to the airport. So we're taking stuff with us anyway.
Right.
But we always check the weather before we leave our car to see what the forecast is for Florida that week. And that decides what we actually take with us. So, I mean, one time we had an Illuminations cruise booked. It was in December. It was in November. It was the week before Thanksgiving. And they had blankets on the pontoon boat for us. It was freezing.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, too. Like, if you're out on the water on the ferry boats or on the Grand One or any of those pontoon boats, it gets it's a lot colder out on the water. And then the wind's blowing. Oof.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I was thinking last night? What I need to do is build my own little R2-D2. Like, I need a droid that's actually a moving space heater that could just follow me around the parks.
Blow warm air on you?
Yes, because it gets
just
so cold there.
Just follow you around and I'll just... hot air.
Yeah. Well, he is creepy.
Yes, it is.
Well, you could just warm your heart, Chris.
I'll try to thaw out her
frigid heart.
So, I mean, for me, I always tell people that when you travel to Disney between December and the end of February, really, even part of March sometimes, you need to be prepared for 35-degree weather and 85-degree weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you need something for all of those occasions because part of your week it could be 85 and part of your week it could be 35.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And that's just what I was going to say. And I don't trust the weather forecast because it can change so quickly down there.
So quickly, yeah.
And don't you think this last year has been the rainiest year you have ever seen in Florida? Like every time we go to Orlando, it's like, yep, it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to rain like at 3 o'clock for like 45 minutes. Big storm, sun come out, and it would be humid.
Well, I think that was Florida's survival.
Yeah, and now it seems like we've been there a lot, and it's just raining all day, and it just doesn't stop. It used to be you go in an attraction, come out, sun's out, you're good to go. So yeah, bring a raincoat, and then at night it just gets cold. Even you know some nights when it's not even wintertime, it'll. When the sun goes down, it gets a little breezy and cold. So bring something to put on.
Don't be that person walking around in a blanket.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about rain, just another thing to wear. And I continually break this rule myself.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
This
drives me crazy.
Well, you're there for like 3 or 4 days or a week or whatever, and it rains. Even if it rains just once, your shoes get soaked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I only bring one pair of shoes. So then you've got to wear that pair of shoes for 3 or 4 more days. And I'm always like trying to dry them with my hotel hair dryer or putting them by the air conditioning unit to try to let them dry out so I can put them on the next day.
You do that every single time. Like we always tell people, bring one decent pair of walking shoes and an alternate pair of walking shoes, like comfy shoes. And you are the worst violator of that rule because you'll go with one pair of sneakers and it'll rain and I'll be like, that's it. And I remember that one time we had to go buy you some new shoes.
Yes. Went to a Target, bought another pair because they get soaked and then it just constantly rains. And if you have a poncho or an umbrella, they still get that rain still gets you covered up.
I hate to say it, but Crocs.
Like Florida rain in summer.
No.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but Crocs are a good backup pair of shoes. If it's raining and it's not cold out, you can just slip those on and go all day. They're ugly, but you know.
Well, and I mean, I think a good rule of thumb if you're going for 7 days is to bring 2 pairs of shorts, 2 pairs of jeans, 2 pairs of capris. So you have a little bit of everything with you. Bring a sweatshirt, bring some regular t-shirts and stuff so you can layer because in the morning it's going to be cold. During the afternoon it's going to be hot. And then in the evening it's going to get cool again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those coats for my kids. I like the winter coats where they have a fleece liner.
That's what I always bring, the fleece liners. Yep.
Yeah. So they have the waterproof top so they can just wear that or they can wear them together or they can just wear the fleece. Those are ideal.
Yeah. You can even bring, because it does get, it's weird because you're in Florida and it can be like, I don't know, maybe 60 degrees at night and you're like, oh, it's so freezing.
Oh, it could be colder than that.
I know, but or we've been there where it's, we were at Epcot one year where it was, God, it was so cold. It was unbelievable. And you're outside all the time. So you're not used to being outside in the cold for 5, 6, 7 hours.
Yeah.
So even some hand warmers, at least that one time we went, I was like, oh, it was freezing.
I always bring like the cheap, you know, you can get those dollar gloves in Walmart or Target, those cheapy ones.
Uh-huh.
They're great to throw in your bag for Disney. I think that, you know, I don't know. I mean, we were there 2 weeks ago and it was in the 40s every night. It was chilly. Yeah,
it was really cold.
It was chilly at night.
There were a couple where we sat out and we'd be like, we're going to stay till it closes. And then we thought, you know what? It's just too cold. Let's go shiver.
Yeah.
And there's never enough blankets in the room. I'm bringing an electric blanket tomorrow.
Well, that's right. You're going back to Disney this week, aren't you?
You know, every time we talk to you, You're coming or going.
This is it. This is it.
Every one of us
until January.
This is it until next week.
January.
This is it. This is it until.
I'm not going back for 3 weeks. That's it.
Well, are we going to lay bets if she ends up back at Disney before the end of January?
She is going again.
She's going.
She's going on the 30th.
That's right.
Well,
that's what I mean. Are we going to lay bets if she ends up back there between now and then?
Well, she's going tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you know what though? I'm taking my son and his best friend and my 2 younger ones. So it's I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, she's going for a while, and then she's going again in the end of for the end of January, and that's a slow month for her.
Yeah. Shut up. That's it. I'm done. I'm not going anymore until after we go to Norway. So.
Good gracious.
He's lying. Yeah. There is no way.
Oh, there's no way you're going February, March, April, May.
I am not.
No, she's going in May. She's going for Dapper Days.
That's in March. That's a research trip. Thank you very much.
No, that's between January and June. All right, let's wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you are enjoying our shows, you can go to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and download them. If you have questions or comments for us, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.